This week's episode is brought to you by Blue Harvest Vintage. Are you a collector? Blue Harvest love to help you find that missing piece you need to complete your collection. They have extensive stock of vintage Star Wars vehicles and mint on card action figures, as well as new The Force Awakens and Black Series items. Blue Harvest have Funko Pops, Lego, Dinky, Corgi, Matchbox and more. Everything a collector could possibly need. If they don't stock it, then let them know, and their knowledgeable staff will be only too pleased to help. Head to Morley Market in Leeds to see the life-size Darth Vader. Alternatively, reach out to Blue Harvest on Twitter, at Blue Harvest UK, Facebook, Blue Harvest Vintage Collectibles, a website, blueharvestvintage.co.uk, or email at blueharvesttoys@gmail.com.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Follow at SW Commonwealth on Twitter and take your first steps into a larger world.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side.
I thought I was having issues with my sound. How are you?
Nah, it's all right. Well, you were, but it was my fault.
All right. I'm just...
I'm doing good, thanks, mate. I'm a bit more with it this week, which is nice.
Good. That's always good, mate. Yeah.
Didn't have the commute from hell as many times this week, so that's been helpful.
That is positive.
A bit more alert this time around, so that's good.
Good. Country needs alert.
My train this morning was cancelled, just because reasons.
Well.
Apart from that.
Did you not get to work?
Yeah, I got to work. I got on a different route and had to take a different thing in. Next week's going to be a pisser.
Why is that?
Have you seen there's tube strikes going on?
Is there? Can you book some time off?
No, I can't work from home.
You can't?
No, they've not set me up.
Whoa, what's going on?
Paul, are you at the train station and or a space station?
Paul, is that you? Who's that, Steve?
Steve is making his way on, but that noise is coming from Paul.
Paul?
Or Paul's line. There you go.
He's gone.
See, it's all gone. Just
Steven?
Like that.
Hello?
Hello, mate. How are you?
Well, I'm just going upstairs.
Oh, Mark, I've got to show you this new toy I got. 2 seconds.
What you got, mate?
That's four seconds.
That's four, yeah. I am not a crook.
I am not a crook, but I cannot count.
But I cannot count to four.
I've never even been to Waterstones.
To Waterstones.
I'm a Borders guy. Always have been.
Borders, there's a reference.
We had everything. We had an interesting chat about why we don't like Star Wars and we like Avatar. And we came out with the ultimate argument that's going to beat you two down to the ground. Not that we don't like Star Wars. That's not what we meant. Why it's not a patch on Avatar.
Steve, I'm alert this week. You ain't taking me down. Not a chance.
Paul will. We've got to wait for my wingman.
Well, you're going to have a bit of a wait on your hands because he's not joining us for until 9-ish.
Also, Steve, that's not a great argument if you need a tag team to deliver it.
No, because you two are the Trumps of the Star Wars world. You just lie about everything.
Everything they do is great.
That's it. Those Gungans. Yeah. Those Gungans can't come in.
They love me. Everyone loves me. They all love me. Look at them. They love me.
Can't fucking stand them.
Avatar's awesome.
Okay, that's fine. We can.
So we need to talk about it in the show. You need to give us a 5-minute window.
No,
not slag off Star Wars.
No, you can do it after the show, and it can go on the After Dark Side where I can cut it because I know no one will hear it.
If After Dark Side speak like a speaker's corner.
So basically, you have become Trump.
No.
What? No.
You're a dictator.
No, I'm not.
No,
you're a dick. You tater.
Mark's being a dictator.
This is a Mark tatorship.
The conclusion was, and the reason why we love Avatar...
Oh, we're doing this now, are we?
Yes, because you won't let me give me a moment in the show.
In the main show. You can have it in the After Dark Side, which just goes out in the same feed, Steve.
I know, but I'll have to rush it because I'll be tired by
it. No, we're doing it now, Steve. You're in it.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Right, so
This is it.
Take Star Wars.
Tell you what, Mark. Which one of us wants this?
No,
let's just argue.
Let's just see where this goes.
But you might.
It's
you
like
might,
a toddler in a staircase.
Agree. Right, take Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
It's written by loads of people. That's fair enough. The film's often has a load of writers. That's fine. But then it goes for a panel, and then they say, oh, that won't sell very well. Well, we're not appeasing those people. Oh. And 100 people determine how much money it can make and how it will do best at the box office. And then they go, well, okay, we've got to also make sure Star Wars is fashioned, is, you know. So they'd say, well, people will like that. They won't like that. But, okay, but I don't like the fact that he's going to die, or we've got to make it like the original Star Wars, or it's not going to sell. People won't know what it is. Blah, blah, blah. There's a million people involved in making this film a product that sells. James Cameron says, fuck you. It's my film. I want more money, or I'm not going to do it. This is my piece of art. No one else is involved. I want those writers, and I have the final say. And it is a piece of art that he has made. So it's, and like, money isn't the biggest thing.
Like George in 1977, then?
Like George. And you know what? That is the thing I was going to say, Mark. That is why I like the prequels more than this crap they're putting out now.
Why is this,
at least they were made.
Why is this
suddenly, did you sit next to Paul on the track?
Suddenly you hate The Force Awakens because James Cameron's...
No, I don't hate The Force Awakens any more than I...
I'm going to make a film that no one can play, and an entire industry will have to reinvent itself in order to be able to play this film.
Well, they
so that I can make billions.
They did make it, and they made $2 billion out of it.
He's not going to get away with that again.
Well, have you not read all the latest stuff about Avatar? People are going nuts on Twitter about it.
Are they?
Because he starts filming both of them. In August.
Was one bloke going nuts, yeah, and the other one was trying to calm him down?
They've done all pre-production, all the set designs done, all the artworks designed, all the scenes, and obviously the scripts are all done. They'd start motion capture in August.
Excellent. Where are they importing their jingoism from in this movie? Is it going to be locally produced jingoism, or
what's
are they going to
jingoism?
Go
jingoism?
Well, if you don't know that, Steve, I cannot help you.
What is jingoism? It sounds like something that comes out the end of your willy.
It's something that comes out the end of Cameron's willy and the end of Bay's willy.
And that's why I've got so much more time for George Lucas now, because I've realised it might have been crap, those films, but they were still art, because they were the films he wanted to make and no one else.
And you don't think so, Steve? You don't think the sorry, Rob, you have a go.
No, by all means, you go. That's fine. So I'm going to hold back.
Rogue One and Force Awakens have any artistic merit?
I think Rogue One has more artistic merit than The Force Awakens, but Force Awakens, it is a product, isn't it? You've got to admit. It's not a piece of art. It's a product that's been designed to have the biggest impact at the box office and to get appease the people who've watched Star Wars and bring in new fans. It's not like, well, actually, this is my film. And I it's important that people like it, but it's whether I like it that matters, because there's no one man at the helm, is there? That's the trouble. At least with George Lucas, you had one man and he was living his dream.
But then,
sorry, I'm not laughing at your points. They're perfectly valid points. What I'm laughing at is Mark's fucking stone face just watching you talk.
Yeah, no, I am. I am listening, and I'm identifying the points
I've
that you're making.
I've never seen you look so fucking grim.
No, I do. It's because I was paying attention. I do.
That's good. That's good. Good.
I do see where you're coming from, and the difference is that yes, the original Star Wars movies were all turf films, and that's why. Like last week, you wanted to burn the prequels at the stake because George has too much freedom. And now this week you decided...
Yeah, I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a piece of art that's crap than a manufactured product that is just bubblegum for the eyes. And that's what the new ones are.
Whereas Avatar, of course...
yeah, is a fucking Scorsese film about Christ.
Christ?
That's a piece of art. You realise what
Christ.
Avatar is, right?
Like high definition Ferngully.
No, it's not about Christ. It's not about a second coming, if that's what you're talking about, or rebirth.
It seems to me like the build up to Avatar 2 is. It's about the second coming.
Avatar, I love Avatar. I enjoy Avatar.
I like it just fine.
Avatar is not an auteur movie. Avatar is a highly manufactured piece of science fiction that is. So jingoistic, it might as well have been shot in slow motion by Michael Bay. And
don't equate Avatar to Michael Bay. There's no advertising in it for a start.
Well, there's, yeah, but that's only, well,
well Well, no, because James Cameron's not in for that. He hates all that, doesn't he? The American.
You know, he's not really. You know what James Cameron's quite happy with?
Self-flagellating chaps.
He's quite happy to make a white guilt story about how you penetrate one culture and become the best there is. It might as well be Last Samurai.
Well, yeah, but it's also, if anything, it's telling a story about what America does all the time, which is go in, take charge, take all the resources out of a country, then go to war with it.
You can make the argument about the Minecraft,
same,
Steve.
At the same time, it's telling the story about a mechanized, industrialized machine that travels and settles on top an indigenous race of people. And then one of those people turn out to be the heroes. It can't be the actual race of people themselves that rise up.
But that, I get you, and I agree with all those points. But the point I'm making is, I don't care if it's shit. If it's an art, a piece of art, and
if it's
and
an art,
the director on the, if the director actually has command and does what he wants to do, that's more important, isn't it?
I don't know.
Taking you for a ride.
Steve,
let's see how you feel when Trump runs America like that. One person running things.
Well, that's a great question, isn't it? Why do you hate democracy, Steve?
I like the fact that somebody had a dream of a film and they...
it's a kid.
Yeah, and then James Cameron stole it and made a film about it.
He wrote it when he was a kid, didn't he?
Did he sell it to
read John Carter of Mars, he thought, I'm going to have a little dream now and I'm going to make John Carter blue.
Don't listen to them, Sandy.
John Carter of Pluto.
But I don't care if it's plagiarised, even. I just care that one
That's
man's
good, then.
Work of art is what he makes.
That's good.
So I'm not saying Star Wars is shit. I watch it like I watch Avengers. Or
it's funny because you started the argument with those exact words.
Yeah.
Your cat's
I'm just watching the cat now. I'm just watching the cat now. It's gorgeous.
But it's true, isn't it? I watch it because it's an enjoyable release, but it's not a piece of art, is it, Star Wars? I think it might have been when George made them, because it was his, he was on the canvas and no one else.
I don't know, I think
I'll be right back.
It's a very subjective thing to be able to say Star Wars is art. I'm not sure I would say 2001 is a piece of art.
I would say that is,
I definitely, but it's still, and it's so, it's
Have
so dependent on the
well?
Technology. The technology is in the way.
Sorry, I was hoping Jen was decent so I could bring her in and have a look at the cat in the sky, but she's in the bath, Aww. So definitely not.
Take us in there, Rob.
I'm going to do a screenshot. So.
This
laptop's heavy as shit.
Oh, have you got a new laptop, Rob?
Not anymore. It's not new anymore. I've had it for like over a month now.
Your cat's giving me
evils again. What did I miss?
He didn't miss anything.
I think
Steve? I've got a funny feeling that the image I just took is going to make its way into my Photoshop sometime soon. Because although that cat is gorgeous,
it does
there
look
is a particularly... No, you've just got a really kind of loving...
I
think you're looking at... I guess you're...
Oh, Rob, you're breaking up.
Although I'm a little... Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah, but I get what you're saying, Steve. Like, there's a certain purity to the kind of the artistic vision, right?
No one's making any films anymore, are they? That actually is what the film they dreamt to make. How often do people go, I'm going to make this film and fuck the studio, fuck the bureaucrats. I'm going to make the film I want to make, like I would paint my own.
It happens all the time, Steve. You just don't see them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Well, exactly.
What it is.
Birdman was like that.
Yeah, well, very true. That was an awesome movie.
I mean, from an artistic perspective, I don't think, and don't get me wrong, I don't think Avatar's a beautiful picture.
Okay.
As an art,
it's
not a nice picture. It's a hyper stylized bit of Van Gogh ripoff. But it's still a piece of art that one man has done, and that's the point I make.
Whereas
I just miss that in films. Do you remember, like, when every film in the 80s was what they wanted to make, screw everyone else, and the studios were behind them?
Yeah, I remember Predator, that beautifully reflective piece of filmmaking. And
Who did
Raw Deal, I wept.
Tell you what,
I wept.
The auteur The auteur. The auteurship in Tim Burton's Batman.
I've got to think something, because you're using the premium.
We're not in After Dark Side yet.
If there was one film, yeah.
Yeah, but Dark Side's all right for isn't it?
No, now I've got to do it twice.
He had to bleep it three times because me and you started.
It's After Dark Side.
There's lots of them.
I don't understand. Oh. The whole point of After Dark Side is so you can say.
Now you're just doing it on
you
purpose.
You may want to just get a time code range.
So you can say fuck. You can say fuck in After Dark.
Yeah, you can say fuck. That's fine.
But not.
No.
This is ridiculous. They're both four letter words.
I tell you now, this will be really funny with the bleeps in on the After Dark Side itself. So you can say fuck. Yeah, you can't say.
I want the real word. I don't want to be.
I know you do, but when
I don't want to. I feel like a. I feel like you've dictatorshipped me again.
That's okay. Marktatorship.
Yeah, Marktatorship. It is. That's what it is. Watch out, Rob. 1 minute you're standing by his side, like what's his name, Mike Pence, sucking him off. The next minute he's fisting you.
That's
I don't think that's the way around it works.
You're basically just describing Saturdays.
You're on for it. But aside from the nasty snipes at me.
What nasty snipes?
Do you see my point? Do you see my point?
No, it's paper thin, it has no value. Well, but I still love you.
But do you not see what I mean about...
I do.
And this isn't just Star Wars, it's the whole...
Yes, I do see what you mean, but I don't necessarily think that makes it better than Star Wars.
It doesn't make...
I think it makes any film, even if it's crap, it makes it a piece of art.
I think the statement you're making is that you prefer independent auteur film to
anything
else. Yes, I
do. That's
a perfect, reasonable position to have.
Star Wars 7 would have been a 10 times better film if they said to... If George, they said, all right, we're employing you. You make the film, this is what we want you to do. If he was a good director still, you make what you want.
You need to watch American Graffiti.
I know I do.
That's why American Graffiti is my favourite film.
Because it's just him.
It's a pure auteur vision.
I bought one of my favourite films yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I must watch it, Mark.
Arrow Films did a 15th anniversary, Donnie Darko.
Oh, really?
I love Donnie Darko.
I love that movie.
They're making
so much.
A second one.
They've made it. It's shit.
S Darko.
Yeah.
No, I think it's with what's his name?
Oh, with Jake.
Yes. At least it was on Slash Film. I don't know if it's happening or when, but it's pretty solid.
Did you see at the top of your, at the risk of like.
You make more money than China.
At the risk of trying to get you guys to actually record a podcast, on the show notes, there's a little. The little teaser trailer thing at the top.
I was just about to ask, did you want to do that while we wait?
Teaser trailer what?
We're going to record teaser trailers for every episode of the podcast.
Don't say teaser trailer when we're in a Star Wars podcast. I thought there was a fucking teaser trailer then. No. I thought, why are we talking about fucking art?
You wouldn't want to watch it anyway. Right, so this...
Oh, yeah, totally. Don't
this
get me wrong,
teaser man. Spot, then, if we just... Because I need to keep it to 24 seconds, obviously, so I don't have too much knobbing about... But I'll do my line, then Steve, you do your line, then Rob, you go with yours, and Steve, you go for Paul's, because obviously he can't organise anything around his regular commitments.
I was going to do an impression of Paul.
Just do a straight one. Just do a straight one.
I do want to hear this before he turns up. I just don't want it. We'll do the teaser first, but I do want to hear the Paul impression.
All right, so. can we just do a straightforward
impression sounds like.
Well, you haven't heard yourself do it yet, have you?
Well,
no, that's what I mean. I've got to make up on the fly.
Yeah. Right. So if we say we're going to start, we're going to go now. I'll just mark this time down at 31:45 so I know where to clip this out. Right. You ready then? Just bring energy to it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
Unrealistic Asian box office expectations.
Filming starts on the Han Solo movie.
And could we ever get a Star Wars movie without a super score?
All that and more on the next episode of Talk Star Wars in iTunes on Monday.
Steve, if we're going to do another read,
maybe
try not to eat the word symphonic.
But Paul kind of does that, and he also doesn't say his T's, he says his D's.
He does. He's
turned
D's,
American
D's.
In that regard.
He does. He's got a tenacious D.
And also, he calls Darth Vader Darth Vader. No, he doesn't really. But that would be ironic.
Are we going to go for another one, then?
Go on.
Okay, here we go. On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
unrealistic Asian box office expectations.
Filming starts on the Han Solo movie.
And could we ever get a Star Wars movie? What? You c***.
What the hell happened there?
I don't know. I was trying to think, would we ever get a Star Wars movie I want to watch?
I don't know if that's on the script.
We're doing it live.
Okay, third one then. Ready? On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
unrealistic Asian box office expectations.
Filming starts on the Han Solo movie.
And could we ever get a Star Wars without a symphonic score?
Oh, that and more on the next episode of Talk Star Wars in iTunes on Monday. Pretty sure that's around about 24 seconds.
I couldn't be asked something to do there. Paul in the last one.
I can cut those words around and make that sound very questionable. Do we want to do that and actually, Steve, you can stick the word movie in?
Oh, you haven't got movie on the thing.
Oh, look, Paul's here now.
Let's get him to do his line then.
Yeah, let's get him in.
Cut it in.
He's got to add the word movie in. Paul Spleen.
Bring him in. We can do this properly. Paulie Paul.
Hello. Have you not started?
We've been doing some After Dark Side stuff. We haven't actually started the main show yet. We wanted... We took a couple of passes at the teaser trailer without you, but we thought we'd wait and get you on.
What teaser trailer?
The teaser trailer.
What are you talking about?
See, you've done it to Paul as well. You're
no,
horrible,
he emailed me about it earlier. He knows all about it.
I don't. What are you talking about?
The teaser trailer.
We're getting the guns out.
We're recording. The trailer we're
recording. Oh, that. Yeah.
What hurt me? Tense too hard.
You can really flex that flab.
Guys, you need to stop flexing your muscles at each other because it doesn't work on an audio podcast.
No, I know. But to be fair, Steve's the only one actually flexing muscles. I'm just moving my arm.
Get your out.
No.
Paul? Right?
I'd have to pull that right back.
Paul, can we just test your audio?
I think I got away with a C-bomb, Rob.
Did you really?
Yes, I snuck it in.
He's going to be checking for that.
35 minutes.
I snuck it right in there. Stop writing down your time code, Nazi.
You make more work for me.
Tell me when.
Yeah, you're sounding good. You're sounding... the first one, Paul.
Tell me when.
So, start again.
When?
I think I'm going to get sacked.
You might have to say more than just when, Paul.
There are 7 deadly sins in a box of marmalade.
That'll do you. You sounded
really
good on the first one.
I don't know where he is on your screen, Rob.
Who?
Up there.
Yes, I'm on the first. Steve, shush!
Honestly, it's like having... it's like trying to record a podcast with Girl Scouts tonight.
What are you pointing at,
Not
Steve?
That I have a frame of reference.
Steve, to me you're pointing at nothing.
Good save.
Yeah.
Oh, where is Rob Mark on yours?
He's the other side. He's in your left ear. The other left.
He doesn't know left and right yet, Paul.
The other left.
We're trying to work out. We're trying to work on his
my
left and right.
Or your left.
You're just pointing at Paul now. Right. Yeah. Let's do this again then. With Paul actually, instead of Steve's slightly offensive impression of him, and then we can get on with the main show, shall we?
Robot.
Here we go then. Hang on. Let me write this down. So 36.
Can I do a silly voice, or does it have to be professional?
Just do your normal voice. It's silly enough. Here we go then. Ready? On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
unrealistic Asian box office expectations.
Pause. I haven't
even got a sake.
I haven't even got a show. I
can't work with these amateurs.
Where did you get this bunch of
Oh, there's another one. You should see my notes. I haven't written that word down so much since I was a 12-year-old boy.
Hang on.
I'm only doing it up there because I know where he is on Rob's screen.
Rob, do us a favour.
Yes,
could you pass me the show notes, please?
Pass you what, sorry?
In the chat. Pass me the show notes in the chat.
Yes, indeed.
Hold my hand, Rob.
You're holding the view menu on my...
Where's Rob? Oh, no, he's over here.
Paul, you'll have to stick the word movie in after Star Wars.
Star Wars movie. Why?
Yeah, because I've left it off the script.
Paul, put your camera on a sec.
It is.
Right. Okay, no, put it on. I can't see.
The notes are in the show chat, Paul.
Right, Rob, put your finger down to the bottom.
Bottom right.
Yeah, keep going. Stop. In a bit. No, towards your left. Move it to your left.
Oh.
Keep going. Stop. Mark, put your finger.
This is incredibly uncomfortable to hold.
Are you going to take a screen grab, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Oh, hang on. Jen? Come here a sec. This would be an awesome picture. I'll send it to you. Relax your fingers a minute. She's got to come upstairs.
Oh.
Mark, yours has got to go. Yours has got to go down there. Bottom left. No, other hand. Bottom left.
I'm going to cut him.
That's it there. Right a bit. Perfect. Left a bit more. Stop. That's yours. Come here, Jen. Take a screen grab for me. Where are you? Oh, come here. You know how to do a screen grab, don't you? You push the button in there and that button there.
What button?
And that one and that one. Rob, put your finger in there. Other hand, Rob.
Why? It's really uncomfortable.
That's it. Keep going down. That's it. Right a bit.
That's in my fucking face, you prick.
Right a bit. I know, it's the design. Which button? Mark, left a bit. That top one there. And ready, steady, go. That's it. Hang on, I'll put it in the tweet. I'll put it in the thing.
Anyway, I'm ready now.
Okay, you ready?
I can't see Paul's video. I wonder why that is.
I've got a bad connection, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Hang on, I need to turn my camera off.
Oh, yeah, I do mine as well. Have you got the notes, Paul?
I have now.
Attaboy.
Camera off. Right, let's do this, and then we get into the main show. Oh.
Hang on, you got to look at your Scooby. Ready? Have a look. There it goes. It wouldn't look better if Paul was in it.
That's good.
That's really sad.
That's awesome.
In that bottom bit, Mark,
yes.
You put like a Talk Star Wars logo over Paul's bit.
Why would I do that?
Then that's the thing for our Twitter thing. Tonight's thing. We are recording. We'll put a little record button and with an arrow saying record
now. Do you think I'm just like a human Photoshop?
We're pressing the record button.
Right, let's just do this. Let's just do this tweet teaser that I thought this would take like a couple of seconds to knock out.
Mistake.
40 minutes later. Okay, you ready?
You're a killer of fun.
To be fair.
On the next episode of Talk Star Wars,
my iPad's
sake.
Locked. Sorry, my iPad locked up. You said fuck then. Okay.
If this all goes out in the After Dark show, people are going to say they really aren't that that I'm going to have to bleep that. This is all a construct.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, fair enough. I don't think.
Well,
so.
You don't think is
I don't
bad.
Think either, I don't think either's as bad. I don't think either's bad, but yeah.
I wouldn't want to be.
What about a combo?
It depends on who I say it to. Obviously, I'm not going to say it to somebody who, you know. Yeah, I'm not going to use it on somebody who I feel
like.
I tend to use it like I use moron.
Or
no.
You know. All right, I've got some editing to do.
You need to get one of those foot switches, Mark.
I've got to edit this bigly.
Just work it like a pedal.
Can I do mine in the style of David Bellamy?
No, bigly edits. Here we go. Ready? 41, 45. On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
Unrealistic at the Asian box office expectations.
Filming starts on the Han Solo movie.
And could we ever get a Star Wars movie without a symphonic score?
All that and more on the next episode of Talk Star Wars in iTunes on Monday.
Hooray!
Mark, I reckon you could probably cut Steve's bit and replace it with one of the other ones.
Because
to his credit, he did some good takes earlier.
Yeah. Should we do it once more? Steve, I can't keep editing.
Come on then.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Right. He's running out of hard drive.
Here we go then, ready? This seemed like such a good idea. On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
Unrealistic Asian box office expectations.
Filming starts on the Han Solo movie.
And could we ever get a Star Wars movie without a symphonic score?
All that and more in the next episode of Talk Star Wars in iTunes on Monday.
There you go.
Do we have to talk about this?
Where did I get the hardest line?
That's not. That's about the right length as well.
Ooh. Oh, good. Okay, it worked out well.
That's a hard line to say, that is.
I will consider
unrealistic
that.
Asian box office expectations.
Yeah, I'll Mark, give you one teaser trailers. Some of these bullet points are elephant gun bullet points. They are rather large.
Elephant gun bullet points.
Yeah, they do seem like Steve's one. I feel like it could be a little bit tighter.
I've heard that about Steve a lot, but in the spirit of Star Wars, this is supposed to be you can type this shit but not say it, right?
What's wrong with my line?
I think it's just too long. There's nothing wrong with your take. I just think it was too long. I just feel like it could be cut down. That's all. So if you want to keep it to 24 seconds,
we're well inside. We're well inside. We're well inside.
Okay. All right,
Steve, do it again, but just say box.
Are you a line fascist?
Box.
No, it was just a thought. It seemed like each line was quite long, but that's fine.
Say it faster. Unrealistic box office expectations.
If they're within 24 seconds, then it doesn't matter. That's fine. Clearly, I'm mistaken. That's okay. I'm allowed to be wrong.
I was going to try and keep all the After Dark Sides down to 20 minutes, and we've already doubled that. So,
well, you get two then.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Next week.
We'll get off next week.
Yeah, exactly. We can just, you know, go to bed at a sensible hour.
Not when we've got a whole show in front of us. Right, I'm stopping this recording. True.